This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And this is Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio. And Dale Gentry here along with Ruth Gentry. I want to welcome those of you who are listening on BPNradio.com all across America and around the globe here on this Tuesday on BPNradio.com. I also want to welcome my friends that are watching via Facebook, Facebook Live, Dale Gentry Facebook page, or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. So good to have you joining us here on Prophetic Tuesday. Gene and I have been gone for almost 2 weeks. We took time out to celebrate our 51st anniversary of full-time ministry and our 57th wedding anniversary. So we had a good time. We just shut everything down, turned everything all over to Ruth Gentry and our team, and they, of course, do an excellent job. So here we are back and ready to go here on Prophetic Tuesday. Remember that we are broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, the great capital of the great nation of Texas. And we continue to broadcast around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central. Remember, if you're listening on radio, this program is going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today. And this Facebook Live broadcast, if you're joining us on Facebook, will be played throughout the day. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Now, remember that all of our prophetic sessions are being archived at least through the month of February. And all you have to do is go to our brand new website, bpnradio.com. And then you can click on old website, and you can go down where it says prophetic sessions. You can click on that, and our prophetic sessions have been archived. I don't think they've been archived through March, but anyhow, through February. So I do want to say that we are making a commitment not to let one name fall to the ground, one name fall to the floor. It may take us a little while to get caught up on everybody, but eventually we will get there. So thank you for putting in your name. And sometimes, you know, you put your name in, and then you may miss a broadcast and say, "Well, I've never gotten a prophetic word," when actually you may have received a word. You just happen to miss the broadcast. So that's why you can go back to archives, or you can put your name in again. Remember, we really do want to be a blessing. But we have so many names that have been put in that we just can't honor you putting someone else's name in for them. We would love to do that, but just time does not permit Allison and I to do that on Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday. So if you have a loved one or a friend or a family member that you say, "Oh, I sure would like to have a word for them," then you just encourage them to go to Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry Facebook pages and put in their name, city, and state personally so that we can put them on the prophetic list. So Ruth Gentry is about to come, and she's going to lead us in prayer. And we're just going to pray for today. We just pray the Holy Spirit will open our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. And, you know, you get ready. And Ruth, good to see you. You look beautiful today.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Well, we missed
I'm having some reentry time. I enjoy it so much, having some time off, which we all need that.
Everybody needs time off to recharge, rest, regroup.
Yeah. So here we are today, you and I and the Holy Ghost, and we have a lot of people.
That's a good three. Holy Ghost is the best, so that's awesome.
That's right. So you pray, and I'll prophesy.
Awesome. That'll be awesome. Well, if you are joining us today on a Prophetic Tuesday, welcome. And if this is your first time, I think Pastor Dale just gave a few instructions. But again, we're going to open the phone lines up in a little bit. Is that true?
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do the phone lines. If you're listening and you're not joining us on Facebook Live, then we'll open up those phone lines for you. So be ready to do that. And I know a lot of you have put your names in. And as Pastor Dale has already said, that it's just, we wished it was possible, but it's actually just not possible. We have that many people. So I just encourage you to listen along. And if your name is not called, that doesn't mean that there's not a word for you within the words that are given today. So I just ask that you, in fact, let's just agree together right now for this program. Lord, we just agree for this Tuesday prophetic session that as Pastor Dale leads this, all the words that the Holy Spirit has given through this amazing anointing and gifting that the Holy Spirit has given to Pastor Dale, that if a name is attached to it, it could even be a word for someone that the name is not attached to it. So I just ask that everyone that is listening through bpnradio.com and is participating with us on Facebook Live, that they are just ready to receive today what the Holy Spirit has to say to them. So I just ask that you get your heart ready, your ears ready, your spirit ready. And so we just set ourselves in agreement and in a posture of being ready, ready to receive. I just hear that word today that we're going to receive. It's going to be a day full of anointing. And whether you're listening now during this live broadcast or it is replayed throughout the day, those listening will just be able to receive. Just pray special blessings over you on this beautiful Tuesday through this prophetic session. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, it's good to be able to exercise my gift. Everybody needs to exercise your gift. And that is so very, very important. If you have a gift to sing, sing. If you have a gift to write, write. Whatever your gift is, you need to exercise that gift. That is so very, very important. So, Gene and I, from 1967 to 1985, we were pastoring churches, leading churches. And then in 1985, I went to Rockwall, Texas to work with a longtime friend of mine, Dr. Larry Lee at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, and became his first prayer associate. And Gene and I started traveling to different churches across America, leading prayer sessions. And as I began to lead prayer, the Holy Ghost would come upon me, and I would begin to prophesy. And the pastor would say to me, "Can you come back and prophesy some more?" Because there weren't very many prophetic voices that were happening during that time. So I just followed the leadership of the Holy Ghost, not asking, not saying to the Holy Spirit, "Would you let me prophesy? Can I be a prophetic voice?" But I was just continuing to exercise my gift as a prophetic voice. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to exercise the gift that I've been exercising now for the past 33 years, serving as a prophetic voice in this nation, as well as nations of the world. Now, remember, if I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word, something the Holy Spirit is doing in your life at the present time, at the present moment, and maybe in the next few days or few weeks. Or it could be a future word. It may take months or even years for that prophetic word to come to pass, to develop. So it could be a now word, or it could be a future word. If I give you a prophetic word, it could be a confirming word, something you've already heard before, you've already known before, or it could be a as I'm saying, something you've heard before, a confirming word, or it could be a new word, something you've never heard before. So maybe a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. And remember, according to 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So that means that one prophetic word will never, ever give you the whole story. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It is one prophetic word. And so what you do, if you get a prophetic word, or maybe you might hear somebody else get a prophetic word, and you say, I believe that word is for me also. If you can receive that word and believe that's for you, then you can receive it, write it down, and begin to declare it. So you hear a word, and then you see yourself doing that, and then you begin to declare what you have seen and heard. The disciples said, we cannot speak but the things that we have seen and heard. And so what you do is you declare what you have seen and heard. Now remember, if you get a prophetic word, you must bear witness to that word. And so, of course, we know that you can't bear witness to that word with your mind, because your mind, as I've said many, many times, does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. But that word, if you receive it by faith, can begin to function and operate in your life in a very special way. You know, sometimes I share words that people give me. A few days ago, this word came in from a missionary in Africa. And let's see where she's at. Zambia, Africa. And she said, way back in 1989 or 1990, I was back in the U.S. looking for a husband. That's okay. That is when I visited your missions conference at Trinity. Now, during the time I was in the U.S., Dale Gentry came to Kalame, Congo, Africa. He had a prophecy over Dan, who's now her husband, that Dan basically rejected and laughed at. You know, sometimes you get a word and you say, well, I just don't know if that could be or me or not. I don't know how I could possibly do that. But she said Dan basically rejected and laughed at the prophetic word that Dale Gentry gave him. He never thought it could happen. Dale said, you will teach people how to use big equipment and teach people to read in a rural village area. Also, you will love your wife so very much. Now, he said in 1990, that word didn't mean anything to him. But back in 2015, she said, I was spending 6 hours of prayer a day over the nation of Tanzania before the election, Tanzania, Africa. God showed me war was coming to the nation and our church would be destroyed and Dan would be killed. So I spent 7 months in prayer to break that assignment and called the churches in Dar es Salaam to join me. That assignment was broken. I'm confident that now I'm confident now that the war will not come. But during that time, God asked me if I was willing to give up everything. I told him yes, of course, but I really thought he would not ask me to leave Tanzania. But we came to the western province of Zambia and knew we were to minister there and stay here. It has been a challenging transition, but what has blessed me now, and I mean right now, that Jack is in Dar clearing his drilling rig so we can drill wells in this desert for the villages. And who will help teach the team how to drill? Dan. And we're in a village, a very rural village. Also, we're planning to build an international school here, again, teaching people in the bush to read. And the part about loving his wife, we just come through a rough time in our marriage when I went home to help the kids adjust to American life. So it has been interesting how that prophecy was for this time. It has actually brought confirmation that we're doing what God called us to do 29 years ago. So sometimes it takes a little time. So what I prophesied over them back in 1989 has come to pass. You'll teach people how to use big equipment, teach people to read in a rural village area, and you will love your wife very much, even though he had not met her at the time. So That's why I keep saying, and I've said it thousands and thousands of times, that one word from God can change your life forever. So I have some prophetic words. I'm going to get started, and I'm going to read some. I've taken many of your names, and I have written your names down, and then as I begin to pray over your names, the Holy Spirit would give me a paragraph for you concerning your life and your future. And I wrote it down. I'm going to read those off today. Also, I'm going to take a few people that give me your name, city, and state. You got to give me your name, your city, and your state, and I will read some of those names off and give you a prophetic word. If you're watching on Facebook, if you're listening on bpnradio.com, then all you have to do is give me a call in a little while. We'll give you a phone number. I'll put my headphones on. You give me a call, and I will pray for you. If I have already given you a word via telephone, then you might allow somebody else to call in. Okay, I have a word today for Denny F. Denny F., excuse me, and he's from Austin, Texas. Austin is a good place. Gene and I, in a couple of weeks, will celebrate 5 years of living in Austin, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Denny, that you are a problem solver, helping those who seemingly have given up on their calling, their assignment, their business ventures. You are a solution man, being able to dig out of the rubbish of their lives that nugget that is going to help them have the assurance that they can continue on down the road on their life journey. Excuse me. You also have a gift of invention. I see your name being attached to several future inventions that is going to bring some great financial returns. So, Denny and Austin, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Barry P. from Louisiana, I believe from Alexandria, Louisiana area, I believe. Don't say, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't say 4 months and then comes harvest. Lift up your eyes and look upon the same fields that you have thought were barren in times past. You may say in your own heart, not again, Lord, I've already been there, tried that, done that. But he is speaking to you today to go again, declaring that he has sent, since you visited those fields before, he has sent rains to those fields, and he has caused others to sow into those fields. And now, according to his word, you're going to begin to reap a harvest in places where maybe you have sown a little bit, but other people have sown a lot, or maybe in places that you've never even sown before. But you're going to do what's in your heart. The Lord is with you. You're going to go to those fields again. You're going to go again, do it again. And I bless you right now, Barry, in Jesus' name, mighty man of God. Angela B.G. from Amarillo, Texas. Angela, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are up for the challenge, taking a risk in order to get in on the ground floor of a new assignment, a team effort that will expand your thinking and take you beyond what you feel you are qualified to do. For too long, you've placed yourself in a box because you have felt you were not qualified to operate in that territory or dimension, even though it's been in your heart for a long, long time. But now he is opening your eyes to new horizons that a few years ago you thought were impossible. Impossible. But in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And I hear him saying he has given you that confidence you need to disregard negative circumstances and negative opinions and opt for new territories and assignments that are coming your way. So it's time, Angela, to be very tenacious and to keep your faith high. The just shall live by their faith. So, I bless you, Angela, in Jesus' name. Stephanie D. from Woodworth, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you will minister to children that are physically and emotionally challenged, finding new ways to communicate with them that will bring extraordinary privileges and promotions to you. I even see you conducting seminars on communicating with this special people group, even night classes at colleges and universities, all coming as a result of the way you have learned to communicate and make your presentations with those who have these disabilities. You'll be taught by others, but you will also be taught by the Holy Spirit, having immense and intense revelation that is coming your way. So I bless you, Stephanie. You know, when we get prophetic words, most of us would like to have a word concerning maybe a car that we're trying to buy, or maybe a house that we want to buy or purchase or lease or rent, or maybe a husband or a wife. There may be certain things that we would like to have a now word. God, would you just give me a word concerning this thing that I'm praying for, that thing that I'm seeking for? But you got to realize that the Holy Spirit can speak to you about anything that he wants to. Maybe things you've been praying about, maybe things you're desiring. It may be a solution. It may be an answer to a prayer. But it could be something that you haven't even been thinking about. But he begins to speak to you. And you say, well, I know that I can't receive that word with my mind, but I know that I can with my spirit. I just know with my spirit that's right. And you got to know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I don't know if I shared with you last week or not. I had it on my notes. But I had a friend in the state of Oklahoma. His name was Spencer Bernard, and he was a peanut farmer. And Gene and I spent 6.5 years leading a church, pastoring a church in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. And Spencer became a good friend of mine. And Spencer was an unusual guy. He'd never been to college, and yet he served in a capacity in the Oklahoma legislature. So one day he felt like he was supposed to run for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. So he came to me and said, Dale, I'm thinking about running for lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. What do you think? I said, Spencer, I believe that you should. He said, well, I've never been to college. I only have a high school education. And there's already 17 opponents, already 17 other people have already declared their candidacy for the lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma. This was several years ago. So by that time, Gene and I had moved from Rush Springs, Oklahoma to Oklahoma City and was leading a church there in Dale City. And I said, well, I'm going to pray for you. And I had a weekly radio broadcast every Sunday night. I had Spencer to come on the broadcast, and I encouraged him and prophesied over him and prayed for him. And the unbelievable, unthinkable happened. Spencer Bernard, he won the nomination over 17 other candidates for lieutenant governor and became the lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years, a man who'd never gone to college one day in his life. Now, I do believe in college, but I believe that that should not, if you don't have a college education, a college degree, I don't think that should prevent you from doing what is in your heart, unless it may be a school teaching job where they're going to require that, or your degree or your job or your assignment requires a degree. But some of the greatest, I know some of the greatest communicators in America have no college education. And so sometimes I'm saying that because there are some of you that are watching today. You're saying, well, I don't have a proper education. I don't have a formal education. I can't do this or that. But you got to know that all things are possible. And nothing is impossible if you can believe, if you can believe, if you can believe and say, I can do that. I have a word for Don J. from Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's way up there. And Don, I see you as a major leader. The ability to gather groups of people, share the layout of the land, and organize the troops to be productive and efficient. People love to be around you because of your enthusiasm and the outlook on that you have on life. You have a way of drawing everyone in where no one feels left out. You are a project person, so don't get bogged down in long-term assignments. Stay with your giftings. Don't allow anyone to hem you into an assignment that is being long and drawn out and will sap your emotions and become very monotonous to you. Stay in your gifting. Stay in your energy level. Because there are certain things that you can do in life that actually energize you. I love to I love to speak on radio. I love to minister. I love to preach. I love to prophesy. But I don't like to work out all the details. I let Ruth Gentry do that and some others around me. But I try to stay in my gifting as much as I possibly can. We can't always do entirely what we're gifted to do. One time way back when I got so focused on my giftings that when Jean asked me to take out the trash one day, I said, that's not my gift. And she said, well, whether it's your gift or not, you go ahead and do it. So I said, yes, ma'am. I've learned to say yes, ma'am. That's why I can be married, I guess, 57 years. I can say yes, ma'am. So anyhow, you got to take out some trash. You can't stay in your giftings all the time, but that needs to be your priority, is your gifting. So I'm declaring over you, Don, that encourage people around you, encourage yourself, tell them who they really are. Major opportunities are at your doorstep. So Don, there in Kalamazoo, Michigan, thank you for watching today. Thank you for listening today. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Addison M. from Eunice, Louisiana, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say to you about your relationships. He's talking to you about your relationships, which are so very, very important. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're to be on guard, not to be drawn into a relationship that's going to cost you precious time, maybe precious years to disconnect from. Be on guard concerning an unholy alliance with someone who may appear to be very holy, very godly, but in reality is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Be alert to an inordinate soul tie. You must not allow a season of loneliness to capture your thought patterns and prevent you from that special relationship that he has planned for you all along. These are days to seal it, to pause and consider. So I pray for you, Addison, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Loretta H. from Blanchard, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, stand your ground. Don't give in. Give up or give out. Stand and he will stand with you. This is no time to compromise what you know is right or turn aside from that which you have invested in. I declare a new determination is welling up within you to do what you know is right and not to reconsider decisions that you have already made during times of communication with the Holy Spirit. Loretta, I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Julie T. from Spokane, Washington. We have a great audience from the state of Washington. So we just want to give a shout out to all of you people in Washington. Julie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a long-suffering person who has learned to rely on the grace of God, not allowing the enemy to capsize your boat. Determine that you're not going to allow the difficulties and circumstances around you to rob you of your future and of all the wonderful promises that he has made to you. Remember that God is not a promise breaker. He is a promise keeper. You are a very gifted and tenacious person, and that's about to pay off in major dividends. Your ability to manage is going to bring you to a major partnership with someone else who has the resources to make it work, but doesn't know how to manage their resources. That's where you come in. You're going to be given a portion of the field with major revelation of how to expand the field. And so I believe that Joshua chapter 1 is a life chapter for you. You be strong and of a good courage. The Lord told Joshua, you be very strong. So you don't allow Satan to steal from you. You demand a sevenfold return from everything he has stolen and move forward with great confidence, strong confidence. And so, Julie, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Ruth, maybe you come. We'll give a shout out to some people that may be watching on bpnradio.com. And maybe we can give a phone number where I could put on the headphones and we could call in. People could call in there. All right.
Awesome. give him a quick little voice break. I don't know that people understand, so I'm just going to give a little shout out actually to Pastor Dale. He gets up, he prays to pray, and then he prays again to pray, and then he prepares. And so he's been up for hours and hours and hours praying and prophesying and preparing. And so that's a lot of peace. If I said that really fast, I could get a little tongue-tied. I really want to give a shout out too to Holger, our friends Holger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holger and Claudia.
Holger and Claudia.
I don't know if Claudia's on, but Holger, I saw, jumped on. This is so fun. And Ann and Terry and Cecil and Philip and Danny and Brad and Bud and Christy and Cece, Olivia, Sharon and Mark and Bill and Lynn and Linda. I just bless you, those that are listening to BPN Radio today, those that are watching through Facebook Live. I just bless you and say welcome and thank you for joining us. And I also want to thank all our partners real quick. I just really had that on my heart as I was driving over to the studio, because if you're watching, I'm going to do my little thing right here. You know, I mean, you see all this equipment if you get to watch behind the scenes. But if you're listening, you know, I mean, anyone that does anything, you know what all goes on behind the scenes. And we could not do that without our partners, our financial partners. So those of you, thank you so much. Real quick, Jim and Bill, and there's just so many, Ann and Allison, and we just have so many partners that we could not do it without you. So thank you. And then our team is amazing. We have such a great team. So, and they were really great. We all pulled together while Pastor Dell and Jean took some time to celebrate their wedding anniversary and their ministry anniversary. And we can't do that without each other. So we're all partners. And so thank you for that. And I just want to say blessings to everyone today. And some more words are coming. Oh, the prayer line, the call-in line for prophecy, really quick. I actually want to give the prayer line too. So give Pastor Dale a couple more minutes on his voice. But if we're going to call in a little bit, it's going to be 979-596-0195. I'm going to give that again. If you're listening on bpnradio.com, 979-596-0195. And again, it's not to be frustrating or, but if you'll just call and then wait for the answer. And if you don't, then call back. Because again, we get so many calls that we don't have the staff or the resources to take the messages or to do all of that. I believe one day we will, but at this moment, if you'll just call, and then if you don't get through, just be patient and call back. And God knows, and just always trust Him. And so that number is 979-596-0195.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Ruth Gentry, and manager of BPNradio.com. We're expanding on BPNradio.com, especially for all of you that are in business. We now have 15 hours of broadcasting every Saturday, Marketplace Saturday, from 9 a.m. till midnight. We have business people hosting their own show. We have different interviews with different business people. So if you want to grow your business or get started in business, Marketplace Saturday, every Saturday from 9 a.m. to midnight, hosted by Rick Gentry, here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So, if you want to give me a call, I'll take two or three calls at 979-596-0195. I want to give a shout-out to Holger Ginsmer. In 1999 and 2000, Gene and I had what we called a breakout training center, where we trained people that had a call to full-time ministry. And Claudia and Holger Ginsmer from Germany, they heard about the school. I was in Frankfurt, Germany, ministering, and they heard about the school. And Claudia, she took her inheritance, and they came to America and attended school there. I'm going to get someone on the line here, and I'll hand this over to Ruth in just a moment. Who am I speaking to?
Lisa.
Where are you from, Lisa?
Rockwall,
Texas. Well, I've ministered in Rockwall many times. Tell me what I can pray with you about, Lisa.
Oh, I'm just going through a lot here lately. Was in a car wreck last week. The same day my son lost his job, he found another job, but he lost his job. Just a bunch of little attacks, hopelessness.
Yeah, we know exactly how that works. And I find that when we start moving forward to try to do more for God, then there comes that attack also. Lisa, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that there's been a lot of words invested in your life, a lot of words over a lot of years, and so you have a harvest inside of you, a harvest inside of you as a result of all of the seed that has been invested and sown into your life, because you have incredible ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, even as it comes through other people speaking. So I declare that God is going to release a major harvest as a result of all of the seed that has been invested in your life for so many years. So I declare that anointing that is inside of you, that was not given to you by man, but was built up inside of you over the years, is going to be a release of incredible anointing. He's going to use your voice. I pray for you right now. I pray for your son. I pray for these attacks of the enemy. And I declare that the weapons that have been formed against you, your son, your family, your finances, whatever may be, is broken now in Jesus' name. For greater is the one that is inside of you than the one that is in the world. And I rebuke all distractions. We can become so mesmerized by all of the distractions and the goings-on around us that we will not pay attention. We will not pay attention to what God is doing in our lives at this present time in history, at this present time. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are in this present time, 2018. So I just release that anointing. I release the harvest that is inside of you, Lisa. And I bless you now, and I break every attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Declare the word, prophesy, do the will of God, because if he's for you, who can be against you? And I declare that he is. I have great memories of Rockwall, and I bless you right there in Rockwall, Texas.
Thank you. God bless you, Lisa. God bless you.
Thank you. I receive that. 979-596-0195 if you want to call me. And Holger Gensmer, I was talking about Holger and Claudia. They came to Rockwall, Texas. I just got a call from Rockwall. Isn't that something, Ruth? And so Ruth was involved with that also. And I invited people that had a call to full-time ministry to come and to attend the school. And so for a couple of years, I was there. Holger and Claudia Gensmer from Germany, they came and graduated from the school. Holger, I'll tell you what, my friend, my student, my spiritual son, if you will call next week here on Tuesday at Prophetic Tuesday, if you'll Skype in, I'm going to let you help me prophesy next Tuesday. So I'll give a shout out to Holger Gensmer. There is a invitation right here on live radio, live Facebook, that you can help me minister to people next Tuesday, and let me know. Give me a confirmation if you will. Okay, I'm going to give some more prophetic words. Okay, I've got two or three prophetic words. Jennifer from Brentwood, California. I declare that the dawning of a new day has come to your life. And, you know, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I declare a season of great joy. You know, spring has just came. Winter is now past, and I'm thankful. We've had, you know, our winters won't compare to you guys in Washington or up in I gave a word to somebody in Michigan. Won't compare to your winters. We've had some pretty cold weather in Austin, Texas. So I'm ready for spring. It was 89 degrees yesterday in Austin, so I love warm weather. I just love it. I could handle it year round. But I declare the winter season is over in Austin, and I declare over you, Jennifer, the winter season is over in your life. Spring has come, and you know, the Song of Solomon, you go read the Song of Solomon, where it talks about the spring has come and the turtle dove is singing and the flowers are blooming. And so I declare it's a springtime season for your life, and you got to get ready and embrace it. I have a word for Daniel from Hungary. I declare that that there is a ministry for you, Daniel, there from Hungary. I've not been to Hungary, but I've had invitations to go there, but I've been to Austria. But there's a connection to Austria, and there's also a connection, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, just across the river, the nearest river from where you live there in Hungary, there is a ministry just across the nearest river. There is a certain divine appointment and divine connection that is waiting for you. So I bless you, Daniel, in Jesus' name. I have a word for Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. I hear the word over you, Lynn, as I hear the Holy Spirit saying that Satan would try to keep you in an unsettled mode, in an unsettled state of mind, where you can never feel settled, you can never feel at home, you can never feel quiet. This is my place, this is my area, this is my arena. And as a result, you're not being able to birth the new dreams and visions that God has for you. And, you know, Gene, I used to live in Fort Worth, Texas, across from a little pond where there's lots of ducks. And I would see those mother ducks. They would be looking for a place to lay their eggs and birth their little what do you call the ducks? Ducklings? Little ducklings. And so they would have to have that place of settledness. And I see that for you there, Lynn, that God wants to give you a settled place so you can birth the dreams and the visions that God has placed in your life, and that you will not continually looking back to what could have been, might have been, should have been, should I have made, did I make right choices, did I make right decisions. So God is not the author of confusion. So I break all confusion, and I bless you right now, Lynn, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ramona W. from Sherman, Texas. I declare there is an outreach ministry that you are going to play a key role in, that you're going to be a major participant in. I'm not sure if it's arrived yet. If it hasn't arrived, it's coming. It's a major outreach. And I just believe so much in outreach that we need to be involved. You know, when I was in radio, before I ever went in the ministry, I would join my youth group. We'd go down every Saturday night, pass out tracts, talk to people about Jesus. And I participated in that outreach, and it was so fulfilling, challenging. But once I got out there, it was fulfilling. The Holy Spirit spoke to me on Friday night. He said, I want you to go in the morning and just evangelize your neighborhood. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going around saying, are you Christian? Do you need me to cast out a devil or anything like that? I just took my cards and I began to go around, knock on doors, and I just said to them, you know, I'm Dale. I live down at the end of the street. And I'm just out doing a prayer walk, just wondering if I could pray with you about anything. And I had my cards, and sometimes they said yes. Sometimes they said, no, I'm good. But anyhow, I'd give them a card, and I had my phone number on there. You know, we need to love our neighbors. We need to know who our neighbors are. We need to reach out to them. So I just, I canvass my entire block. I live on near a cul-de-sac. And so I felt good about it. And one lady that I knocked on her door, she wanted me to pray for her son, but then tears came to her eyes, and I said, not only does your son need prayer, but you need prayer. And she said, yes, I do. And she started crying, and she said, I'm so glad you came by. So I like to be involved in outreach, particularly in my neighborhood in Ramona. I declare that you're going to be involved in your neighborhood. I have a word from Lynn N.W., hi there from the fields of Kenya. So I bless you right now. In Jesus' name, there, Lynn from Kenya. I've ministered in Kenya, and it's an incredible place. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. I declare, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over you, Lynn, that you're going to have influence with the government there in Kenya. And it's a tribal situation, and you're going to help bring tribes together. Blessed is the peacemaker, not the peacekeeper. The Bible says nothing about the peacekeeper. Blessed is the peacemaker. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to help bring peace and unity into some tribes there in Kenya. So I bless you. And Ann from Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Ann, so good to have you watching today. I sure love you and Stan. You and Stan, what a blessing you've been. And Ann, Gene, are so very, very thankful for all that you've sown into our lives. You were babysitters, a babysitter for our children when they were small. And you're one of the funniest persons I've ever met. I bless you. I declare the hand of God is upon you. I declare there is a ministry inside of you that you get stirred up every once in a while, but there does not come that release. It's like false labor pains, and but no baby comes out. You say, well, I'm having false labor. I declare that it's not false labor pains over you, Ann. There is a ministry that has been stirring in you for a long, long time, and instead of doing that God has placed in your heart, you use the substitute. Because you laugh, you're friendly, you're a great communicator, but there's something inside of you that's much more deep. And I just reach out to you today, Ann, and I just speak a release. These are not false labor pains. There's a birthing that wants to take place, something that is going to come out of you with groanings and travailings in the Spirit. It's going to feel like when you have these encounters with the Holy Ghost, it's going to feel like, hey, I must be having a baby, but it's not. It is a spiritual babe that you are birthing. So I release that inside of you. You're a wonderful young lady, and I bless you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to giving some prophetic words over people that have left your name and city and state on my Facebook page. So here I go. I've got them on my screen, and I'm about to prophesy. Rhonda V from Ringwood, Oklahoma. Ringwood. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a bright light in a dark world, a gift to those you come in contact with every day who needs their lamp lit with a word of hope, a prayer, a prophecy. The Holy Spirit calls you a blessing. You are a blessing. There's other people that's tried to give you names. Even when you were a little girl, people would call you names that you did not like at all. But the Holy Spirit calls you blessing. So you might just say, my name is blessing. That's not a word, but it's a possibility. But the Holy Spirit says you are a blessing. And here's a word that I wrote down for you. He wants to give you and your family a summer home, a home away from home, a retreat place that you will share with many others from time to time. I see a new season of great joy coming your way. So, Rhonda, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jennifer W. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. I give a shout out to you, Jennifer. And Jennifer is a new member of Breakout Radio Church. And most of you know that Gene and I, except for special occasions, are not traveling from church to church and city to city, state to state, nation to nation like we did for over 30 years. But we are leading a radio church for those people that do not have a church or a pastor. In fact, we are a church for a lot of pastors that need a pastor. So we're pastors to a lot of pastors. But if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then we broadcast live here every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. And then, of course, at 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. Most of the time, we're on Facebook Live as well. And then, of course, we broadcast Breakout Radio Church, replay our Sunday services every weekday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., 8 a.m., 8 p.m. Central Time. And you can go to our brand-new website at bpnradio.com. I've got it on behind me here. Can you see that logo? I believe you can. bpnradio.com. And if you'll go there, and then you'll click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link if you'd like to become a member. We have members in 40 different states and nations. Okay, members all across America and around the world. So, Jennifer, welcome to Breakout Radio Church, and welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. I declare there's something in the process of breaking open for you, opening up for you. And you have diligently worked at making this happening. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, let me take it from here. Let me do my work. Let me take this to another level. Because I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you were attempting to bring this assignment or what is in your heart to a certain level. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jennifer W. from Brandenburg, Kentucky, that if you will put this in his hands and work with him, he will take it to a much higher level than even you anticipated. So, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. I have a word for another person from Kenya. So we've had at least two people that are joining us from Kenya. We have people joining us across America and around the world. This word is for Aoda from Nairobi, Kenya, Africa. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "You have the voice of an angel. I see you standing in the holy place, worshiping Him, taking those private sessions with the Holy Spirit into public places, going public with those things that you have encountered in the private place. A special anointing is going to be released, learning to operate in a realm of glory where people are brought into special times of supernatural happenings because we serve a supernatural God. Allow the Holy Spirit to elevate you and expand that ability to work with the Holy Ghost in most unusual and unordinary ways. God is going to do unordinary things in your life." Aoda from Nairobi, Kenya, Africa. I bless you in Jesus' name. I give a shout out to our spiritual son and daughter ministering there in Africa. We bless you. Jamie and Leah Peters, God bless you. Ruth, let's give a shout out. Let's bless some people that may be watching on Facebook Live today, and they may be listening also on bpnradio.com, and we want to give people an opportunity to sow a seed as well today.
Well, yeah, if you're just now joining us, thank you. Thank you for joining us on bpnradio.com. And so I do want to give out a shout out and just say blessings over those that are listening and those that are watching Facebook Live. A shout out and blessings to Kimberly, to Helen, to Tina, to Aaron, to Billy, to Rachel, to Kelly, James and Robin, John, Brian, Alicia, Ann. And I'm missing so many people, and I know that I am, but God knows. And I just, I want to grab the no distractions word. I think someone got a prophecy, and I was saying, you know, maybe your name's not attached to it, but it'll minister to you, and you'll just know. And so I think all of us, if you've just a little bit busy, if you're a mom or you're a businesswoman or you're just everything, just you are busy. And so I just pray no distractions over you. And then I grabbed another one of someone's, I was grabbing pieces of words that I wanted. I want to take the summer home. I want to take, I want to claim a summer home, vacation home. I want to take, it's a new season. But truly, really, it is a new season. And particularly, you know, us around here, the Hill Country in Austin, we've had beautiful weather. It's a new season. So I just claim that for all of us listening today, that it's a new season. And in a new season, we need financial partners. And so I know that God has really big things for bpnradio.com, and I'm going to be honest, and I want you to hear my heart. We can't do it without the partners. And we have some people behind the scenes. I'm going to do a shout out to Michael Schonborn. He has so many ideas. He gets going on ideas, and we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because we don't have the finances, and we don't even have the actual staff. But that is coming, and that is coming through those of you that are listening to my voice right now and just have a tug on your heart that you know this ministry has ministered to you. You know this ministry is ministering to others. You know that there is no gift, there's no donation too small, there's no donation too great. It is what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. It might be your time. It might be a prayer partner. It might be a financial partner. It might be someone that would like to be a part of, you've heard us mention Marketplace Saturday. You might be a Marketplace person. You don't have the time to do a program yourself, but you want to sponsor somebody. We have several people that want to just share all their knowledge and just share what the Holy Spirit is doing in their business. But they need someone to help partner them and to sponsor them. So there are so many ways that you could be a partner here with bpnradio.com. And so I want to give you our email address. That's, and it's Breakout Prayer Network. It is a little long, but really you could just even Google any of it, but just breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That is our email address. That's kind of our generic email address. And so we get all of your prayer requests that way. We get information through that. If you want to email us, or jump on bpnradio.com, the website that Pastor Dale mentioned earlier, bpnradio.com. There's all kinds of information there. And there's also a donate button there. And you can just go to that, bpnradio.com, and donate. And we are so thankful for that. Even in that area is our P.O. box. If you'd like to write a check, you could make that out to Breakout Ministries. And I'll go ahead and give you that P.O. box. It's P.O. box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78733. I'm sorry, I'm giving you my personal zip code. Don't listen to me. 78709, 78709. So that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. But all of that information is on bpnradio.com. So I want to make it easy for you, bpnradio.com. You can literally jump on that. You can listen to all the broadcasts through the day. There's the donate button. There's the church information. If you're not a member of a church, or you just want an extra, you know, you just need something extra. You're traveling. You're a member of a church, but you're traveling. And on Sunday, you're like, I just want to, you know, put that on. Again, the live session is at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, Central Standard Time, but it is replayed at 10 a.m. It's replayed at 8 p.m. and then throughout the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But it's a great word that's going to be encouraging. It's going to be a blessing. We also have, as you know, we've mentioned the Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber. We've moved the time to noon, and that's already been a success. I think a lot of people have been able to jump on during their lunch hour that couldn't join us at 10 a.m. So that change is positive. So join her at noon Central Standard Time on Thursdays, and then be back on Friday with Rhonda Kinzer for intercession prayer. And I'm just really hitting the highlights. We have stuff playing all day long that I think will really benefit you. You'll be enjoying it. But I just want to hit those highlights of Breakout Radio Church, Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, intercession prayer on Friday. And then, as I mentioned, Marketplace Saturday has so many great tips. And so I just don't want you to miss anything. It's got a lot of great information going. If you have any questions, or you have any comments, or you have any prayer requests, shoot us an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. God bless you. Thank you for giving. Thank you for partnering with us. Those currently partnering, we could not do this without you. And we are claiming and calling in more partners. God bless you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth. And want to take a station break and remind everybody that's listening on bpnradio.com that you are listening to bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we broadcast around the clock and around the globe 24 hours a day from our studio here in Austin, Texas. An incredible opportunity. And we're also on TuneIn Radio, and that is on your smartphone. You just put in the download the TuneIn app, and when you get that TuneIn app downloaded, There's hundreds of radio stations there, including bpnradio.com. You just type in BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, and you can listen to the broadcast anywhere you go on your smartphone. All right. Thank you for sowing into our lives and ministry. We're very, very grateful. Remember that your gifts are tax deductible. And, you know, Gene and I have just learned the secret. We've been married now for 57 years, and we have never, I just want to brag on God, we've never missed a car payment, a house payment. Every month, God gives us, He gives us daily bread, monthly fruit. And so many times we take not our tithe, but we take some extra and we sow into a certain situation. You know, we were praying for a long time for Gene and I for a Gentry grandson, Rick and Ruth that had two girls, and we were believing for a Gentry grandson. And Marilyn Hickey, the evangelist and actually a pastor, she had invited us to come to her church in Colorado to minister. So Marilyn came to Fort Worth. So we went to hear her and meet her since she'd invited us to come and minister at her church in Colorado. And that night she got up and told about how Benny Hinn sowed a significant offering, a significant seed for a little hen. And how God answered prayer and gave Benny and his wife a grandson. And so that night, that very night, Gene and I sowed a seed for a Gentry grandson. It was a significant seed that God put in our heart. And before too long, Ruth Gentry announced that she was pregnant with a baby boy. And today, Hunter Gentry, he's almost 20 years old. And wow, he's very healthy, doing a great job, a great work. He's a blessing. So you might just want to, in fact, just yesterday, Gene and I got a check from a couple saying we're sowing a seed into your ministry to help us come out of debt. So we're sowing this seed that we will get out of debt this year. So I believe in sowing a significant seed at a significant time. So thank you so very, very much for your giving. God bless you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Candace MV from Youngsville, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you spent most of your life helping others, reaching out to others, which you are to be highly commended for. But now it's your turn to live out the dreams of your heart, knowing that what He has placed there is not a fantasy. I see that traveling anointing coming upon you, revisiting places where you've been in the natural, and also visiting places where you have visited in your dreams while you were under the anointing. Taking pencil and paper and beginning to write as the Holy Spirit speaks to you about your coming journeys, creating poems about those places and singing songs as well, speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody unto the Lord. Anita R. from Providence, Pennsylvania. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there are others around you that would attempt to put limitations on you because they don't see you like God sees you. There is convincing evidence, and I just want to stop and say that one time a man that had been very influential in my life, and he came to one of my meetings, and I was prophesying. And he said to me after the meeting, Dale, I never saw that in you. I never saw you doing that. So I just believe that there are people that are listening or watching today, and you're going to do some things that other people around you never saw you doing. And they're going to say to you, how are you doing that? I never saw you doing that. I didn't know that you had that in you. I just speak that word of release over you in the name of Jesus. And so I declare over you, Anita, that there's going to be things doing you're doing that other people did not see. But there's going to be convincing evidence that the Spirit is giving you a new assignment accompanied by privileges that are coming your way as a result of your passion to help people that can no longer help themselves. A voice for those who have no voice and are no longer being heard. Exposing the injustices and bringing to light those things have been hidden in darkness. You're about to play a significant role in a very significant season of your life. I know I'm going to pause right now, and I'm going to pray for those of you that have you have a prophetic anointing inside of you, but you say, well, I don't know where to get started. I don't know how to get started. Well, here's how I do it. You send in your name, your city, and your state, and I put it on my computer, and then I begin to pray. I say, Lord, open my spiritual ears that I may hear about this person. Open my spiritual eyes that I might see something about them. Open my heart for revelation. And sometimes I just start off with these words. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you. And so it may be that you feel that you have a word for somebody. And you may not be able to see them face to face. You may not even be able to call them on the phone. You may just have to email it or maybe text it to them. Email it, but do something with it. And I've discovered that as I get a word from God for somebody, that I respond. A few weeks ago, I was approaching a medical clinic. And the Holy Spirit said to me, stop your car and go in there and ask for the doctor that you can see him and pray for him. And I struggled with that. I thought, no, he's busy. He's got a big clinic. He's got several doctors that work with him. No, but the Holy Spirit said, you obey me. So I stopped. I went, took out my card. I went to the front desk and I said, young lady, is Dr. so-and-so in? She said, yes, he is. I said, here's my card. Would you tell him that I would like a couple of minutes of his time? I'd like to pray for him. Within 60 seconds, she was back opening the door saying, he said, come on in. So I introduced myself there. He said, come into my office, sit down. I took him by the hand. I began to pray for him, began to minister to him. And I just went away with this gigantic amazement, gigantic feeling of what it is just to obey the voice of the Lord. And so maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about sharing a prophetic word with someone. Not giving them all kinds of direction for their lives. And remember that prophetic words are not are words of endorsement. They're words of affirmation. They're words of encouragement. And I just want to feel like it's great to obey God. So I want to pray for those of you out there that you believe that God desires to use you in the prophetic. You don't have to be a preacher or a prophet or a prophetess. To be used in the prophetic, you just have to say, boy, I would love to give somebody a word from God. And I've given people words in all kinds of different places and all kinds of different situations. And what you might do is you might write a word down for somebody and you don't even have their email address. You don't even have their phone number, but you have a word. The Holy Spirit one time gave me a word for President George W. Bush when he was President of the United States. I didn't know how in the world I could give the President of the United States a word. But I'm here to tell you, where there seems to be no way, there is always a way to do what God has put in your heart to do. There's always a way. So what I did, I went to my computer and I said, Dear President Bush, I have this word from the Lord. And I began to give him a word, and it was concerning the Iraqi war. And in a few days, one of my friends called me up and said, I have a friend in Houston. I was telling him about your prophetic anointing, and he said, do you think he could pray for me and give a prophetic word to me? He said, well, I don't know. I'll call and see. So he said, Dale, can I give him your phone number? So I said, I just felt prompted of the Holy Spirit to say yes. And so I said, yes. And I thought, well, maybe one day he'll call me. Within 2 minutes, he was calling me saying, Tim was telling me about your prophetic anointing, and I don't know much about what that is. I'd like for you to pray for me, and can you tell me how that works? And I said, well, you know, a few days ago, I got this prophetic word for President George W. Bush. I wrote it down. But I don't have a contact. He said, I can help you with that. I said, what? He said, I grew up with George W. Bush. We grew up together. I was just at the White House a few days ago. We were sitting out on the veranda, and he was talking to me about my son who was working on Wall Street and asking me about my son. He said, can you give me what the prophetic word says? And I gave it to him. He said, if you will email that to me, I will make sure it's on the president's desk in the White House this afternoon. Wow. Can you believe that? So what I did was take a step of faith. I wrote the prophetic word down, and in a few days, it was on the desk of the President of the United States. What I'm saying is, you obey God, because I just know that there's people out there that you have a prophetic word, and you need to write the word down and mail it to the person, or write it down, wait for an email address, or write it down and call them and say, I have this word for you. Could be a now word, future word, confirming word, new word. I want to give it to you. If you don't bear witness to it, it's okay. You don't have to receive it, but you can't receive with your mind, receive with your spirit. So I'm going to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, reach out your hand to me. If you feel like you have a prophetic anointing, but not much is happening in the air of the prophetic, I speak that word of release over you now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that revelatory anointing, that prophetic anointing that resides inside of you is going to be released in Jesus' name. And I believe just watching or listening to bpnradio.com here on Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber on Prophetic Thursday, or you're just watching on Facebook, I believe that there's an impartation going on. And I believe there's being that prophetic anointing that is being imparted, being released in you. And I believe the Holy Spirit's just going to bring somebody to your mind. You're going to go on your computer, and you're going to start writing, even this hour, and just write, put the name down. I put your name down in capital letters, and then where you're from, and then I hear the Holy Spirit saying, or I see you, and start writing. Would you do that? I release you to do it. Try it. I believe it works. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I have a word for Dianette, and then I'm going to give some prophetic words for those of you that are watching today on Facebook Live. Dianette C. from Weatherford, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're not to worry about your future. I see you troubled about many things concerning your days and years ahead, how you're going to make it. You should have done this or that. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're to trust Him. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He will supply all of your needs today according to his riches and glory and for many days to come. No more worry, no more fretting. The 11th commandment, thou shalt not sweat it. Thou shalt not fret it. So he is the God. Remember today, Dianette, he is the God of more than enough. I'm going to give two or three words to people that are watching on Facebook today. Let's see, Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep it going. Keep it going. Don't despise the days of small things. And you say, well, it seems like I'm not making much progress. That is why that we need to encourage one another. I love it when you send me a word of encouragement. I love it. Everybody loves it. We all need endorsements. We all need affirmation. And, if anybody's around West Palm Beach, Florida, Bill D., you see him ministering there on the streets, give him an encouraging word. And Bill, I encourage you, and I just hear the Holy Spirit saying three words, keep it going, keep it going. So I'm going to minister over three or four more people that are watching today. I'm just going to look at you, Alicia from Yukon, Oklahoma. You know, the main thing, you know, my pastor has said to me many times, they'll keep the main thing the main thing. And Alicia, you keep waiting for the main thing. It's been a long time coming. I speak over you, Daniel chapter 10. He said the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. So, Alicia, it's like it's been a long time coming for you. And sometimes you say, God, when is it going to happen? I see other people being blessed. I see others. You know, it's like putting your name in a restaurant. The other day I was at a restaurant, and Gina and I put our name in, and somebody came later, and they went before we did. It doesn't give you a very good feeling to know, hey, We got here before they did, and they're going in before us. And that may be the way that you feel concerning life and your life assignments. It may be that other people may be seemingly going ahead of you. So it's been a long time coming, Alicia, but don't grow weary and well-doing, for in due season, in God's season, God's timing, He's going to make it beautiful. I bless you, young lady, in Jesus' name. And John D. from Winslow, New Jersey. I speak to all of you people way up in the Northeast there. John D., you know, why should you do one thing when it's in your heart to do another? And you say, well, you know, I don't have the funds or the finances or the how to do it, to do what's really in my heart. You know, what you do is you start practicing for the big. Anytime you go to a theatrical production, you got to realize that's not the first time that those people have been on stage. It's the first time maybe they've been on stage before a big audience. But how many times were they on stage with no one there, just empty seat, just an empty building, and yet they were going through all of the dramatics, all of the drama. They were memorizing their lines. They were speaking like there was a whole building full of people. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, John D., from Winslow, New Jersey, you can start practicing and making room for the big, making room for the big scene. Because one day it will come. The guy that pastors the largest church in the world in South Korea, over 800,000 people, there was a day when he had just a few people in his church, but he would come out on the platform, and he said, I want to welcome all of you that is here. I want to welcome you over there. I want to welcome you people in the balcony, when actually there was no physical people in the balcony. But he was seeing through the eyes of the Spirit. And so the Bible says that that a lot of wonderful things happen if we can see it. And so I believe, and I've taught for many, many years, if you can see it, you can have it. So God opened John D's eyes and let him see and let him start practicing, even in empty buildings, on empty stages, and making room and getting ready for the big. I bless you, John. And Robin from Columbia, South Carolina. Well, I've ministered many times there in South Carolina. Great people there. And that, boy, I love that Carolina barbecue. They smoke it and get it ready for days. What's great? That vinegar-based barbecue makes me hungry. Robin. Mm-hmm. Robin, I bless you in Jesus' name. You are a giver. You are a giver. And I declare that gifts that you have given, even to men of God and people of God, God is going to reward you. I bless you now in Jesus' name. I'm not sure if this is the Robin, but I had a Robin that gave me a wonderful hat from South Carolina. That might be you. I don't know. But I declare that you are a giver. You have a gift of giving, and you have a gift to give, significant gifts. Keep doing that, because God is pleased. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And Philip from Philip S. from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. One that speaks the word of truth. I bless you, Philip. A speaker of truth. And you must declare the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God, and He is. So I bless you, Philip. And Kelly B. from Mesa, Arizona. God is opening a big territory to you because of your faithfulness, because of your willingness to be obedient. Remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. And because of your obedience, because of your willingness to follow Him and do His will, plan, and purpose, He is opening a major door for you. And so I bless you there in Jesus' name, there in Mesa, Arizona. And Danny, there in Roswell, New Mexico. Danny, the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father has been implanted in you. I declare not only physical sons and daughters, children, but I declare spiritual children are going to be placed in your path to begin to nurture. And I'm not saying you're going to adopt any children. I'm not saying that you're going to you're going to get personal care in some form or fashion, but God has put the Father's heart in you. And I see I see y'all taking in and training and mentoring and nurturing children, particularly of other tribes, of other races, of other cultures, blessing them. And I see some missionary journeys coming your way as well. So Danny, there in Roswell, New Mexico, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Faith, from McGregor, Texas. I declare that your word is suddenly. There's going to be major opportunities that's going to come, and they're going to come suddenly, far beyond your expectations, even your imaginations, producing major results in your life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is being arranged now by the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to give one more word. I have a word for Sandra H. from Yorkville, Illinois. San, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's flushing you out of the old season into a new season, moving you from beyond being a Levite to a priest, a place of ministry where you will minister to those who have hard hearts, helping replace their hard hearts with hearts of stone, taking the hearts of stone and putting in hearts of flesh, preaching to those in prison, providing a ministry center where many will receive a new beginning because of the influence that you're having in their lives. This will not be a stressful season, but a season where you will see much fruit come forth. Many lives change because of the new anointing that you will begin to operate under. I bless you, Sandra, there in Yorkville, Illinois. And I bless those of you that have been listening to BPN Radio, Prophetic Tuesday. I want to bless you, Aliona, who is our editor there in Moldova. Her faithfulness, and of course, as Ruth says, our entire team. We have a wonderful team. Remember that Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is going to be next for the news. We'll have some worship music. Roy Beard will be on at 11:55, as he is Monday through Friday, with a word from the wall. He'll also be back at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Understanding the Times. And so thank you so very, very much for joining us here on BPNRadio.com Facebook Live. At noon today and 4 o'clock, we have special guests. I'm not sure who those special guests are at the moment, but we have special guests. I call them classic interviews every day at every weekday at noon and 4 o'clock. Of course, programming throughout the day. Tomorrow, I want to make this announcement. Tomorrow, Laura Gallier will be my guest. And Laura is a nationally known speaker, a young lady that ministers to so many young people. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about teenage suicide. The teenage suicide rate in America is growing rapidly. And she has some insight. We're going to pray. So tell your friends tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, Laura Gallier is going to be with us. Laura Gallier. And she'll be my special guest tomorrow on the Wednesday Watch Thursday. Allison Kieber's now on, as Ruth said, at noon every Thursday on Prophetic Thursday. Today at 12 noon on BPNRadio.com, Rosemary McWilliams is our special guest. And Rosemary is a great prayer leader, intercessor, and has written actually the prayer manual that I keep and I've given to others, and you can hear her at 12 noon, find out how to get you your own prayer manual. And then my spiritual granddaughter, country music singer, Ray Lynn, will be on at 4 o'clock, my interview with her. And so keep listening to BPNRadio.com. It's been a great day, isn't it, Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Great day. Thank you, Ruth. And we'll just give a shout out. If you want to come over, we'll give a shout out and a blessing. You say, well, I didn't get my name called today. Well, maybe next Tuesday or maybe Thursday. Thursday, yeah. So keep putting your name in. And Allison and I share those words. And so,
And also I want to mention our prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. She and Rhonda pray over your name. So your name is being prayed over, regardless if it's not being coming through the mic with a prophetic word attached to it. Every name that comes in, we list that to our team, and then your name is called in prayer. So do know that it's not really dropping to the ground at all, as we said.
Yeah.
We just might not be able to get it where you hear the word, and we are doing our best to do that.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I wanted you to mention that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Cheryl Ortiz, a very faithful lady.
Yes.
And our national prayer coordinator. And she prays over your prayer requests that come in. And then she not only prays over, but she sends out your prayer request to our national prayer team. Mm-hmm. So your prayer request is going, it's being prayed over day and night for several days. Mm-hmm. So.
And she's one of those that is behind the scenes. So she's on with us live.
Yeah.
And as you are posting prayer requests or you know, you might be in a need of something, she's right then posting that and praying and sending it to our team. So
yeah,
we have a wonderful team.
Yes, we do. We do have a wonderful team. If you'd like to see the pictures of our team and know about them, go to our new website, bpnradio.com, and there's a listing of all of our team members,
it's fun to put a face with the name.
A face with a name.
Yeah, because we're always shouting out to Michael and Aliona, which is awesome. And Cheryl and Ron, all of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's fun to put a face with a name.
You can do that. BPNradio.com. And there's a team. And you just click on that, and you'll see our entire team, including our board members. Mm-hmm. We have, I have two of our board members that they have over 100 years combined in ministry. So we have Dr. Bob Nichols, Dr. Tom Peters, has been on my board since 1996, mm-hmm. the two of them, mm-hmm. and then we have, of course, Joe Ragland. So we have a board that gives us wise counsel, helps to give oversight. So we're blessed. And
we're blessed
to have you, Ruth. You're
Thank
a blessing.
You. Thank,
Thank you for
you.
Being my daughter-in-law, and I've been in love with you for a long time.
Thank you.
It's been a great day. Thank mm-hmm. you, Aliona. She's about to play the outro.
Yes.
And the news is next. Keep listening. This program is repeated 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com. Have a wonderful day.
Bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Say thanks for the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
should I give?